Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. You know, I got to tell you, I got so many pet peeves that's going on in our business culture today. It makes me literally physically nauseated. And I happen to catch this this book out there called Dare to Make Your Word Good and to Be as Good as Your Word. I liked it. I liked the concept, and it's such a greatly needed concept. You know, we have in our culture, you know, besides over lying, you know, and often omission and shortcuts and an incredible failure to communicate, we just have a culture of disdain that I think for one another that makes a business so unlike what it should be or what it could be. And those who choose to have the best practices are going to have the best businesses. And so Scott Wise, his book really addresses that. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So what pushed you over the edge? You know, to make the commitment, I've written several books myself over the years, and something usually pushed me over the edge when it came to that area that I needed to write about it. You know, you either write it because you got a passion about it. It's that table book about the favorite motels you saw on Route 66, you know, or it's that thing that drove you nuts that you had to, you know, devote a couple hundred pages to. What made you write this book?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. But what was really amazing for me is that in my work, my professional work at Speakeasy, which is a communication consulting firm, I've had the privilege of observing and experiencing some of the most recognized executives in the world, many who have taken a different choice or a different path around how they lead and how they communicate and the way that they communicate to their various constituents, whether it's their internal employees or clients or customers. And what I've witnessed is that many of them who have chosen a path of honesty, transparency, and authenticity have seen remarkable things happen as a result. And I just felt compelled that I should share it. It's just such an easy choice to make. And if more executives were given an awareness around it and given permission that there is another way to go about business, that maybe some of them would embrace this concept and see for themselves that remarkable results can happen from just taking a different path.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm a big believer in the laws of reciprocity. You know, you sow in a certain way, you'll reap in a certain way. The golden rule, if you treat people in a certain way, you will attract people that will be similar in their treatment of you. I believe in those kind of things, and I strongly believe in those kind of things. I'm interested from a background, your background, what has your professional life been like before you chose to do this?
Well, prior to coming to Speakeasy 20 years ago, I was an executive vice president at a public company for 10 years. And prior to that, I worked at Wall Street. So I've had a really good range of professional experiences where I've seen a lot of different kinds of leadership and messaging and communicating. And in particular, with my work at Speakeasy, where we're actually helping executives with strategy, this sort of thing comes up all the time. You know, how do you communicate with your customers? What do you do when there's a problem or a challenge? How do you deal with mistakes? All the things that really build a tremendous amount of loyalty and commitment from those who work for you and the customers that you serve.
Okay, so Speakeasy, is that your firm?
Yes, that's my company.
And then I guess you directly work with CEOs. You probably pitch your services directly to CEOs.
Yes, work with 350 client companies and about 5,000 executives a year.
Kind of give me an overview of the type of companies you work with.
A wide range. We, you know, our top clients are naturally very large corporations, mostly Fortune 50 companies like Coke, Ernst & Young, Accenture, Capital Group, so on. And we also work with a large number of entrepreneurial, privately held sole proprietorships.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, I have a particular pet peeve that drives me nuts. I want to ask you a little bit about it. Have you noticed, particularly in the last decade, but in the last 5 or 6 years in particular, this almost gone AWOL individuals that you've been communicating about? And I'm not just talking about people you're trying to sell with, people that you have been in the process of talking about doing other business things together or involved in projects together. And all of a sudden they go completely, you know, we're to the point where you're looking for them on the side of a milk carton. Have you noticed that phenomenon in recent years?
I'm not so sure I can comment on that. I mean, yeah, there's, you know, I read stuff in the paper like everybody else, but I haven't really experienced that much with our client base.
Okay. Well, that's good. More than likely, your client base, because they're looking for your services, are probably higher quality people to start off with.
Yeah.
You know, to, you know what I'm saying? Where they're already concerned with that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would say generally they get it.
Right. And so, and all they want to do is to get it more.
Yes.
Yeah, I've noticed that more and more lately, and it's so odd. And, you know, and what you got to learn to do for me from a professional perspective is that, especially when you're not trying to sell anything, which in the majority of cases I'm not, you know, it often has to do with an event we're working on or whatever. You just got to learn to detach from those people and be really grateful that it happened when it happened in the process rather than so deep along where it becomes problematic in terms of dealing with it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the other thing that we're seeing is that, generally speaking, corporate America is going through a transformation as a result of the recession. And a lot of companies who have reduced the sizes of their workforce and have changed organizationally as a result of that and moving from more of a command and control structure to a more collaborative structure, the impact of some 90 million millennials moving into the workforce who are who communicate in a completely different way than the baby boomers and even the Gen Yers and Gen Xers, and the entire default position of America, which is we don't trust anybody and I'm skeptical no matter what you're selling or how you're selling or what price you're selling it at. So the marketplace is changing dramatically and leadership has to change with it.
Yeah, no question about it. Talking about, by the way, I haven't had a chance to read a book. I've only read articles about it and information about it. Scott Weiss has a new book. I think your people are sending it to me as we speak. It only came out on Tuesday of this week. But the book to me is very needful in our culture today. We need to have people out there that are aware of the crisis that is happening in terms of a moral business climate, an ethical business client that seems to be in decline, in my opinion.
Yeah. The book speaks to that exact point, that executives and leadership management, no matter how big or small your business is, if you take an approach to just use honesty as a business strategy, remarkable things happen.
The book is called Dare, to make your word good and to be as good as your word. I like that. That's an interesting title. Yeah, and it make you think. There's a lot of implications there. And the book just came out. It'd be great to get an update from you later on to see how that book is growing in terms of awareness out there. I think there's a lot of business owners out there who have a lot of pain when it comes to their company and they don't know why. And my gut tells me your book could show them why.
Yeah, and you know, it's more about just a book. I mean, it's a movement that we're trying to create, and the response has been overwhelmingly positive. We had a big launch event here in New York City last night, and Amazon has been selling out of the book. They keep restocking, so my sense is that this is a subject that people are engaged with. They want to talk about it. And the timing is right.
You're on to something. Scott Weiss, make sure you check out that book, Dare. It looks very important book. Dare to make your word good and to be as good as your word. I need to hold you just for a moment before we let you go. I'm going to put you on hold here. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have much, much more for you. I do want to remind you, best content here shows up over there at our sister news website, usdailyreview.com, quickly becoming one of the more influential sites out there on the web, according to Alexa and Technorati. Stay tuned for more right after this.